Section 2. Driver license and non-driver IT information. Types of driver licenses. New Hampshire issues several types of driver licenses that include Class A. Any combination of vehicles with a GVWR of 26,001 or more pounds, provided the GVWR of the vehicle being towed is in excess of 10,000 pounds. Class B. Any single vehicle with a GVWR of 26,001 or more pounds, or any such vehicle towing a vehicle not in excess of 10,000 pounds GVWR. Class C. Any single vehicle, or combination of vehicles, that does not meet the definition of Class A or Class B, but is either designed to seat more than 16 or more persons, including the driver, or is required to be placarded for hazardous materials. Class D. Allows a driver to drive a vehicle with a gross vehicle weight of 26,000 pounds or less if not towing a trailer of over 10,000 pounds, transport hazardous materials, or is designed to seat more than 16 or more persons, including the driver. Motorcycle. Allows the driver to operate motorcycles, three-wheeled motorcycles, motor-driven cycles, and mopeds. Motor-driven cycle. Allows the operator to operate a bicycle with a motor attached which has no more than 5 brake horsepower. Moped. Allows the operator to operate a moped. Drivers do not need a moped license if they already possess a Class A, B, C, D, or motorcycle license. Youth operator license holders. Any person 16 years of age or older and under the age of 21 will be issued a youth operator license. Youth operators' licenses are printed vertically, and they expire on the holder's 21st birthday. License restrictions. Under some conditions, a driver license must be restricted. Such restrictions include B. Corrective lenses, C. Mechanical aid, D. Prosthetic aid, E. Automatic transmission, F. Outside mirror, G. Daylight only, IID ignition interlock device. There are additional restrictions and endorsements for a commercial driver license. Please refer to the New Hampshire CDL manual for a complete listing. Specific restrictions for youth operators. In addition to any other restrictions, the holder of a youth operator license, who is under the age of 18 years of age, shall not operate a motor vehicle between the hours of 1 a.m. and 4 a.m. with more than one passenger less than 25 years of age who is not a member of the driver's family unless accompanied by a licensed, responsible adult who is at least 25 years of age during the first 6 months holding the license, and with more passengers than seat belts or safety restraints in the vehicle. Real ID. The U.S. Congress enacted the Real ID Act in 2005. Which created minimum security standards for identification and prohibited federal agencies from accepting forms of identification that do not meet the new standard. On October 1, 2020, the federal government will require New Hampshire driver licenses or non-driver identification cards to meet specific requirements if it is to be used as identification to board a domestic flight or enter a secure federal facility. NH residents are not required to hold a Real ID compliant identification since other forms of identification, such as a passport, will be accepted for airplane boarding and for other federal purposes. Certain additional identifying documentation is required when applying for a Real ID compliant driver license or non-driver identification card. Please visit our website at www.nh.gov/dmv for the list of required documents. Non-driver identification cards. Non-driver identification cards may be issued to New Hampshire residents who do not hold a valid driver license, and who are at least 12 years of age. Applicants will have to provide the same documentation needed to obtain a driver license. New Hampshire offers the option of obtaining a Real ID compliant non-driver identification card. Please visit our website at www.nh.gov/dmv for additional details. Out-of-state driver license. Only a vision test is required for drivers new to New Hampshire holding a valid out-of-state driver license. If the out-of-state driver license has been expired for more than 1 year, the applicant will be required to successfully pass the vision, knowledge, and road tests. Applicants new to New Hampshire may apply for a driver license for a different class of vehicle other than they currently hold. However, the appropriate written test and road test for that class of vehicle must be successfully completed. Driver license renewal. NH driver licenses expire on the applicant's birthday every 5 years. A reminder will be mailed to the applicant's last known mailing address approximately 2 months before the license is due to expire. The reminder will include instructions on how to renew the driver license in person, or if the applicant is eligible, how to renew online. Applicants are encouraged to renew online, if they are eligible. Applicants may apply for license renewal up to 6 months in advance if they plan to be temporarily out of state at the time of their renewal. However, if an applicant does not renew before leaving the state and will not be returning before the expiration of the driver license, the DMV must be notified in writing to be eligible for a 6-month temporary. Please visit www.nh.gov/dmv for specific details. A renewal notice will not be sent if the applicant has changed their mailing address since their last renewal and did not notify the DMV of the change, or if the applicant's driver license privilege is under revocation or suspension. Renewal of a driver license is the responsibility of the applicant. If a renewal notice is not received, it is the responsibility of the applicant to go to any DMV location to renew the license prior to the applicant's expiration date. Military. Any person who is a member of the Armed Forces of the United States and who, at the time of induction, call of active duty, or enlistment into the armed forces for 2 or more years, was a resident of this state and was a holder of a valid New Hampshire license is entitled to renewal of a driver license at no cost, https://www.nh.gov/safety/divisions/dmv/driver-licensing/military-personnel/index.htm closing parenthesis. Youth operator under 20 law. Pursuant to RSA 263-14 Original and Youth Operators Licenses, the Director of Motor Vehicles is authorized to revoke or suspend any original license held by a person under 20 years of age after a hearing. Upon showing by its records or other sufficient evidence that the driver has committed certain motor vehicle offenses, the periods of suspension or revocations are 20 days for the first offense, 45 days for the second offense, 90 days for the third or subsequent offense. Upon receipt of proper evidence or information of misconduct, misuse, or abuse of such driving privileges, circumstances of misuse, abuse, or misconduct of driving privileges shall include driving behavior which poses an immediate hazard to the operator or to the safety or property of others on or near the roadway, or, when considered with other driving offenses, which demonstrates a repeated disregard for public safety. Upon proper evidence or information that the license holder was involved in an accident resulting in the death or serious bodily injury. For more information regarding youth operators, please visit our website, https://www.nh.gov/safety/divisions/dmv/driver-licensing/apply/youth-operator.htm. Loss of driving privileges. There are many ways to lose driving privileges. The following are only a few of the many causes of loss of driving privileges. Driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs. It is dangerous and against the law to operate a motor vehicle while under the influence of alcohol and/or drugs, including prescription or over-the-counter drugs that may impair the ability to drive. It is considered legally intoxicated if a driver's blood alcohol content is 0.08% or higher. 0.02% or higher if the driver is under 21 years old. Refusal of alcohol testing. Implied consent. Any person who operates a motor vehicle in New Hampshire is considered to have given consent to having their blood, breath, urine, or any combination tested if arrested for an alcohol or drug offense. Refusal to allow testing may result in loss of driving privileges. Excessive accrual of demerit points. Accruing excessive points may result in loss of driving privileges. Demerit points may range in size depending on the offense. Points are accrued for violations such as speeding, failure to obey traffic lights, driving while intoxicated, improper passing, and failure to obey a stop sign. The consequences from the accrual of demerit points may also vary depending on the driver's age. As there are many moving violations that may contribute to demerit points accumulation, please refer to following for a more complete listing. https://www.nh.gov/safety/divisions/dmv/financial-responsibility/demerit.htm. Keep in mind that traffic violations occurring out of state may be reported to New Hampshire and may affect a driver's driving record and driving privileges. It is important to be familiar with laws and rules of the road whenever operating a vehicle in another state, such as seatbelt use and insurance requirements. Habitual offenders. New Hampshire may deny the privilege to drive to persons who, by their conduct and record, have shown indifference for the safety and welfare of others, disrespect for the laws of the state, and indifference to orders of the courts or administrative agencies. If the Director of Motor Vehicles finds that a person's record contains the number of valid convictions required by law, that person shall appear for a hearing. If after the hearing they are deemed to be a habitual offender, the director shall revoke the person's driving privileges for 1 to 4 years. If a driver is convicted of driving after being declared a habitual offender, that person may be subject to imprisonment for not less than 1 year, and up to 5 years.